Our next guest on Downtown is a singer, songwriter, actor, Grammy nominee, Academy Award nominee. Still making music, still touring, but this time around is getting ready for a concert from the comfort of his own home, specifically his man cave. Stephen Bishop joining us back on the show. Stephen, great to have you back on with us.
Hey there, boy. Who was that singing? He was so good. What a voice.
That guy was great. I would pay money to see him, even from my own house, if that were possible.
Yeah, really, really. I could just hear the charisma.
Yeah, it oozes right out through the speakers. You can hear it there.
Does.
Now,
it
I have
does.
To ask you, is everything going well with your vehicle? The last time you were on, there had been a car accident in the family.
Oh, yeah. That was last year, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, everything's good now.
Good, very good. So tell us about what's going on this weekend, the Man Cave concert through Concert Window. How did this idea come to your doorstep, and why did you think this would be a fun thing to do?
Well, I've been working with this girl named Liz Camlett, and she comes up with all these great ideas, and I'll give out some info here. My Man Cave concert will be broadcast live on the streaming platform Concert Window. The show will take place March 31st, 2018 at 6 p.m., and it will be just a solo acoustic concert, you know, a little. It won't be real smooth, kind of, you know, with a thousand musicians or anything. It's just going to be me. And wherever you are in the world, you can tune in. So if they go to my website, stephenbishop.com, you can see all the info. And I'll be playing, you know, my hit songs and answering questions, taking requests, and doing all that. It'll probably last about an hour.
Well, and the cool thing about this is, well, first of all, you don't have to put up with other people making noise and taking cell phone pictures in the middle of the show or yelling out Freebird, and yet you can still participate and make requests and interact with you during the course of the evening.
Yeah, it should be fun. I think it'll be a fun thing.
Well, what have you got on the set list? Have you put that together yet?
Yeah, I have. Well, On and On. Could not do that. It Might Be You. Separate Lives, New York in the 50s from my Brazilian album. I'm going to do Blue Window, a song from my new album, Blueprint, relatively new. And probably One More Night, you know, that I wrote that Barbara Streisand covered and a bunch of people.
You mentioned the recent album, Blueprint. It was such a great album. I think the last time you were on, we talked about some of the songs on that album. And Blue Window, man, it's such a perfect song, and it kind of ties into a lot of what's going on. It can make you feel good in these trying times we live in.
Yeah, it tackles some heavy subjects in that song. I think it's actually the only song I've ever written like that, but... I think it says a lot, really.
We're talking with Stephen Bishop here on Downtown, the Man Cave concert coming up this Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 o'clock here in the East through Concert Window. You can go to Stephen's website for more information. All these years later, 40 plus years in, you're still feeling pretty good about the fact that you passed up the insurance business for the music business?
Yeah, I passed that. That's what my dad sent me a telegram saying, "Son, I think your experience with the music business is about over. I think you should come back and work for me in insurance." And you know, I mean, that's where it had gotten. So, that's a long time ago now that I can look back on that.
If you do look back, was there one person that was the difference maker? Because when it took off, it really took off. Would it be Leah Kunkel as the one that really opened some doors for you?
I guess so. I mean, Leah is one of my dearest friends, and she, through I guess her husband at the time, Russ Kunkel, famous drummer, he was doing a session for Art Garfunkel, and he wound up, she gave him my tape of songs to give to Art, and he really liked them, and he wound up recording two on the album, and then, you know, it really helped me out, just getting my name out there.
your songs have been recorded by so many people. Was there one artist that that surprised you when they heard they were doing one of when you heard they were doing one of your songs?
Well, I'd say Pavarotti is right up there.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he did that song with the song I wrote with Eric Clapton, "Holy Mother," and oh God, I hope they don't, nobody asks to hear that because I haven't practiced it. it was Pavarotti, you know, singing with him in, I think it was in Italy somewhere, and they did this big, huge show, and that was kind of a trip to hear that.
You've also worked with a young singer, and her name has come up with, I think, two other guests we've had on the show, the late P.F. Sloan and also Jimmy Webb, who both worked, as you did, with Rumor.
I like Rumor's very talented. Are you familiar with her stuff?
I am, yeah. She's fantastic.
She's so good. I think, you know, I don't think she knows how much people love her, you know. People just love her. I love her music. It's incredible. What'd you ask me again?
Well, no, just it was an interesting connection that you and then some really talented songwriters that we've had on the show who all worked with her. And you know, when songwriters love a performer, you know they've got some talent because you want somebody great to be interpreting your work.
Oh, yeah. We've written some songs, too, Rumor and I. She her voice is just phenomenal. It's just an incredible voice. I mean, just one of the greatest voices. I love her voice.
You've also, as we've talked about before, done a number of movies, always in a charming role. Any more acting in the future for you?
Well, I just did this. I did a song for this a new movie that's out on Netflix. It's a brand new movie of Benji, you know, that old,
oh, yeah,
the old dog thing. And it's really good, though. It's really a great movie, and it's got great performances. And, of course, Benji is good. And then I wrote this song with my friend Kurt Sobel. We wrote a song called Almost Home that's featured in the movie twice. So that's kind of cool. And, we're hoping that people really like it and, you know, talk about it and put pictures of me in their wheelhouse.
You mentioned that Benji movie, and my wife and daughter were watching that I think it was Monday night when I went home, and they were enjoying it so much that they restarted the movie and made me watch it with them, and it was a very good movie.
It is really good. Really, yeah. Surprisingly good movie for a dog, about a dog and everything. I mean, it's just terrific. Not that I'm like not a major dog lover, I'm just a crazy dog lover. My dog Buddha is right here.
And enjoying the interview as much as we are, I'm sure. Now, any desire, you're flipping around the TV, you come across American Idol, you have that desire to get down and grab that Lionel Richie right by the back of the neck and take that Oscar that he stole from you?
I actually like, you know, I've always been an American Idol fan, believe it or not. I think they did really well with a lot of great artists and, a lot of people had hits from American Idol. I love that show.
You've been pretty outspoken on social media about what's going on in the country, in the government. I'm always amazed when people will criticize entertainers, athletes, or anybody. Why is it, why would it be that when you reach a level of notoriety, you would be expected to surrender your First Amendment right to speak out when you see something that you believe is wrong?
Yeah, I try and, not do that as much, but it does, because I don't want, to affect fans' opinion of me or in anything. But, these days, you got to speak out because it's just so much stuff going on.
Question about that. The Man Cave concert is coming up this Saturday night, 6 p.m. Again, it's through Concert Window. It's pretty easy. Do you know what the cost is to sign up? It's usually pretty inexpensive, isn't it?
For Concert Window?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a cost there, but it's for us, it's $20 a ticket.
That's it?
Yeah, just $20.
That's fantastic to have you right there in my man cave or my living room watching you perform. Well, it sounds great. I'm going to get signed up. Can't wait to watch the show Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Stephen Bishop in the Man Cave concert. Stephen, it's always great to talk with you on the show. Glad to hear you're doing well, and we look forward to Saturday night.
All right. Thanks so much. And remember, they can get tickets through my website, stephenbishop.com.
We're going there as soon as the show is over. Thank you, Stephen.
All right. And there's lots of film clips, too, of me.
I can't wait. We'll be right there and check it out. Thanks again.
All right. Great. Thanks.
That's Stephen Bishop here on Downtown.